listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with the latest. Following news that the Queensland government would fund RSV vaccinations for babies, there are calls for the Victorian government to consider doing the same. Dr. Anita Munyo, the Victorian chair of the Royal College of General Practitioners, has told the Herald Sun it's a fantastic idea and Spring Street should absolutely consider it. La Trobe Regional Health is in the spotlight this morning, with the Herald Sun reporting Safer Care Victoria has investigated a number of allegedly preventable deaths. Health whistleblowers have told the paper that there are issues with the hospital's Traralgon surgical unit, among other problems, while SCV and La Trobe Regional Health say they're working on improvements. 21 blood and plasma donors are needed in Shepparton from now through to Easter Monday. That's according to Red Cross Lifeblood, while 117 are needed across Traralgon and Warragul. A New South Wales man has drowned in another treated by paramedics after their boat capsized in Kalimna near Lake's entrance yesterday. Police will prepare a report for the coroner. And the state is facing a significant firewood shortage, so says one Northern Victorian MP, following reports some areas in the state have completely run out. Gail Broad doesn't believe Spring Street has a plan for Victorian firewood supplies.
Victoria is fast running out of firewood. I was contacted by a person in Bendigo recently who said their collection area was cleaned out within 4 hours.
Checking what's happening in sport, and the Coates Talent League season is officially underway and the Murray Bushrangers are off on the right foot. The boys have tamed the Tassie Devils by 27 points in a high-scoring match at Highgate Rec Reserve. They'll be back out on field next weekend, while the girls don't start their season until mid-April. As for the under-16s boys, Gippsland Power have smacked down the Bushies by 31 points, Will Milady alone scoring 7 goals for the victors. And Phillip Island have managed a three-peat in the Leongatha and District cricket action. That's after downing Wonthaggi in the grand final at Scorpion Park.